think it's time that we turn some things around. We gotta stop trying to tear each other down. If we shine, if we share the love we found, Secret Keeper Girl.
Hi, Secret Keeper Girls. You're just in time for date number 5 in 8 Great Dates for Dads and Daughters. This is Dana Gresh, and I want to promise you that this date holds the promise of great treasure. You're going on a treasure hunt planned by Bob and your dad. Bob, how hard is it going to be on this treasure hunt for those girls out there today?
They might go near, they might go far. Their great treasure could be in a jar.
Oh my goodness, corny, corny, what are you talking about?
The clues will all come in rhymes until the girl its treasure finds.
I see. All right, you've got your Dr. Seuss on. Girls, I hope you're good at figuring out riddles in the form of rhymes. In case you need a little motivation, let's talk about treasures. I like to talk about diamonds, rubies, and sapphires.
It always comes back to that kind of a rock for girls, doesn't it?
Well, we like them, and it doesn't even matter if they belong to us. Although, I love the one on my ring finger from you.
Nice.
I love looking at the rocks on other girls' hands, too, though. And one that the world has watched for a very long time that I can think of is Princess Kate's. Now, Secret Keeper Girls, maybe a lot of you saw pictures of Princess Kate's wedding to Prince William. Let me tell you about her wedding ring. It's a great big 18-karat sapphire surrounded by diamonds. It was worn by Prince William's mom, Diana. And Diana was actually made fun of because she bought an already made ring instead of having one custom designed as most royals do. But she was a woman who was, in her eyes' mind anyway, practical. But she also had an eye for style, so she wanted to save some money. But here's the thing, Bob. Frankly, I don't think she was saving the royal bank account all that much.
Is that right?
That ring cost, well, do you want to guess how much that ring cost? No, you don't.
60,000
simoleons.
How
did you know that?
It's right here on the paper. $60,000. Right there. It's a lot of pesos.
$60,000. And that was in 1981. Today, it is worth almost $500,000. The sapphire alone, if you just took the sapphire out, today is worth $300,000.
And why would you just take the sapphire out? Just take everything, man. If you got the ring, take it all.
Yeah, it's worth more than our house.
Yeah, right. The point is that diamonds and sapphires are of great worth, treasures. It doesn't matter how big or expensive they are. They're God's gift crafted in the depths of the earth, and girls love them. Mm-hmm. What I want the girls to hear today is this. In Proverbs 31, God likens a valuable woman to a ruby, which is one of God's precious gemstones, like diamonds or sapphires.
And you, my Secret Keeper girl, are a precious, valuable gift like a ruby. To find out more about what God thinks of you, it's time to begin your treasure hunt.
Your dad's the man. He has the clue. Ask him where the first one is waiting for you. That's crazy. That's nice poems.